The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Denise.
Thanks for calling, but I can't make it tonight, Angel. $250,000 worth of jewelry is missing. And when that much ice is on the loose, someone is likely to get frozen stiff.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the double nephew. Before we join the Falcon in his latest adventure, I'd like to tell you folks about Kraft's golden cheese food, Velveeta. Velveeta is such good eating. Just taste that grand, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And Velveeta is so good for you. It's rich in important food values from milk itself. For swell-tasting snacks, for good hearty sandwiches, for thrifty, easy hot dishes, it's smart to keep stocked with Velveeta. Get it tomorrow in the handy quarter-pound package or in the economical 2-pound loaf. The cheese food of top quality. Velveeta is made only by Kraft. And now, the case of the double nephews. It's early Sunday morning in New York when Tom Lacey enters his apartment. He clicks on the light, looks around nervously, then walks quickly to the door to the bedroom. Goes in, turns on the bedside lamp between the twin beds, tosses a briefcase on his own bed, then turns to the other bed and shakes the shoulder of his pretty wife.
Mm.
Julie. Mm. Julie, wake up.
Oh. What is
it? I've got to talk to you.
In the morning.
Do you love me, Julie?
Hmm?
Do you love me?
Well, what kind of a
question? Do you?
Ow. My shoulder.
I've got to know.
You've been drinking.
Now, look, I'm serious.
What time is it, anyway? Oh, no. 3 o'clock. Go to bed, will you?
Now, Julie, listen to me. Julie, I've done something. It's hard to explain.
Another woman?
No, nothing like that. Well, it's going to mean... Well, I'm going to have to go away. I want you to go with me. I want you to stick by me. Will you?
What have you done?
Will you stick by me, no matter what?
What have you done?
I robbed the vault when I closed up last night.
Robbed?
Yeah. More than $250,000 worth of jewelry.
Tom.
I know it was a crazy thing to do, but I blew my top. For 4 years, I've almost been running the firm. You know that. Yesterday, I find out Carraway is retiring. You know I've been counting on them making me manager when he quit.
And they didn't.
A wire came from the Forrest family estate in Oregon. Old man Forrest is sending one of his nephews, Ev Forrest, a kid right out of school, never been in New York, doesn't know a thing about the business. He's going to take over.
Wouldn't you know?
Well, do you blame me, Junie? Do you blame me for getting sore? That's why I looted the safe. I was sore.
What's the good? They'll know you did it.
Well, I didn't stop to think. I just said to myself, they don't want me here. Okay, I'll get out. Only I'm taking my share with me. I'm entitled to it.
What now?
Now? Well, I don't know. South America is something... You can go a long ways on what I took, Junie.
Where's the jewelry?
Right here in my briefcase.
Let's see it.
Why?
Just want to see what $250,000 looks like.
Oh, okay. There you are.
Tom, they're beautiful. How are you going to sell them?
Oh, there's always a market. We'll find someone in South America who won't get what they're worth, but we ought to clear somewhere around $100,000.
$100,000? You shouldn't have done it, Tom.
Well, it's too late to think of that now. I can't put it back. There's a time lock on the vault.
You're a thief.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You know, I think I'm going to like South America.
Are you sure there's nothing? No. No. That'll be too late. I see. All right, never mind. Goodbye. Julie, I've tried all the lines. No planes until Tuesday were sunk.
We can't be sunk.
But it's 10 o'clock already. If we're not out of the country by the time Carraway opens the vault tomorrow, there'll be an alarm out for us, and then we'll never get away.
I know that.
We could only get to Miami. And we could cross to Cuba, and once we're there, we can make arrangements. But the way things
are... Will you stop babbling and let me think?
There's nothing to think. No plane.
I know. Let's get ready. We'll go to the airport anyway.
Well, what good
is... There may be a last-minute cancellation. If not, we'll charter a private plane.
Yeah, that's right.
Only pull yourself together. You started this. Now help me see it through.
Yeah, sure, Junie. Now what?
Well, answer it and find out.
Yeah. Yes?
Hello. Are you Thomas Lacey?
That's right.
I'm pleased to know you. I'm Ev Forrest.
Ev Forrest?
Yeah. I see you're surprised.
Well, we didn't expect you so soon.
Yeah, I know. But my uncle had a special reason for having me get here today. May I come in?
Well, sure.
Thanks.
This is my wife. Dear, I'd like you to meet Mr. Forrest. Ev Forrest. You know, I was just telling you he's going to be the new manager.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Mr. Forrest?
How do you do? Now, I'd like a word with Mr. Lacey.
Well, go right ahead. You don't have to worry about Junie.
This is very confidential.
Well, whatever you say to me, you can say in front of her.
Very well. It's about Mr. Carraway.
Oh?
How do you get along with him?
So-so? Why?
Well, my uncle's a little concerned about the last few reports he's received from Carraway.
Concerned? How?
Well, the figures don't look right. And now, Carraway's resignation. Uncle wants me to look into it. That's why I came right to you. I came up directly from the station. Carraway doesn't know I'm in town.
Well, what can I do?
Well, we'll go down to the firm. I want to look over the books. Today, before Carraway can find out.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Forrest, but... Junie and I were just leaving. We have a date.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to cancel it. This can't wait.
Well, gee, I don't know what to say. If you'd only given us some notice...
Oh, I couldn't. Now, I'll be frank, Lacey. We suspect Carraway, not you. But we don't know how close you are to him. We didn't want you to warn him.
I see.
That's why I'm going to have to ask both of you, you and your wife, to come along with me. I'm awfully sorry to have to do this, but, you see how it is.
Uh-huh. And I'm awfully sorry to have to do this.
Tom!
Oh! All right, Julie, come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute, Tom. Well, why don't you use your head instead of jumping into things?
Well, he was going to delay us.
I know. And how far do you think we're going to get when Mr. Forrest wakes up?
What?
Call the police the first thing.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think. I've got the jitters. I've got to have a drink.
Take a good stiff one. You'll need it.
Why did he have to show up today?
Well, maybe it's a good thing he did. Now, we don't have to rush to get away. We can take our time.
Well, what do you mean when Forrest wakes
up? Who says he's going to wake up?
What?
Take your drink.
Oh, yeah. Now, what are you talking about?
Mr. Forrest would look good in one of my scarves, don't you think?
Huh?
Of course, he's going to have to wear it a little too tight for comfort.
Oh, no, Junie.
You can't quit now, Tom. You're going to do what I tell you.
No, I can't.
You've got to.
Oh.
No time to argue. He's coming, too. Take another drink. I'll get the scarf.
We shouldn't have killed him. All we had to do was tie him
up.
You
still don't get it.
Now we have a body to dispose of. It all takes time.
Now we have time.
How? We still have to get away.
No, we don't. That's what you can't seem to get through your thick head.
But, Junie, tomorrow the robbery will be discovered and maybe the body...
Who's to say you committed the robbery?
Well, it couldn't have been an outside job. There's a burglar alarm and a time-locked vault. Besides, I locked up. I'm the only one who could have done...
Who knows you locked up?
Carraway.
That's right. Only suppose you say he locked up. Your word against his. Now that we know old man Forrest already suspects Carraway of being a crook, Carraway hasn't a chance.
Say, that's right.
Yeah, sure it is.
Oh, well, still, there'll be an investigation. Our place may be searched.
That's why we had to get rid of Ev Forrest. We have to have time to hide the stuff and plant a little of it where it'll do Carraway the least good.
Oh.
The robbery's sure to be pinned on him, and if Ev Forrest's body is ever found, he'll take credit for that, too. If Forrest found out about the robbery, so Carraway killed him.
Yeah, it might work.
It will. If you just sit tight and keep your mouth shut.
Hello?
Hello, is that Michael Waring, the Falcon?
Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
How do you do, Mr. Waring? This is James Carraway. Something dreadful's happened. Frightful. I don't know how to... Can you come over here right away?
Over where?
Forest Jewelers. It's fantastic, but I'm suspected of robbery. Fantastic.
Well, nothing like a little fantasy now and then. All right, Carraway, I'll be over.
And you will, of course, bring references.
Will I?
Well, I've heard you're a competent detective, but this is a highly important matter. Great deal at stake, and I must be sure I'm dealing with a completely trustworthy and capable person.
You have my word for it. No need for references.
Nevertheless, I prefer to see the references.
You doubt my word? Fantastic.
Well, there it is, Mr. Waring. The whole story. Only two possible suspects. My assistant, Thomas Lacey, and myself. And since I know it's not myself, it must be Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's hard to believe. Been with us for years. Quiet chap, respectable. Whole thing's fantastic.
Yeah, but where do I fit? The police and insurance detectives are on the case.
I want my name cleared. And a little peace. I've been grilled for hours. So's Lacey. Now they're waiting, hoping one of us will crack.
What makes you think I can speed up the cracking?
There are ways.
Oh, you don't say.
I think you know what I mean.
I think so, too.
Good. I think I can trust you to see that Lacey is properly uncomfortable. Of course, you understand, Mr. Waring. I deplore such tactics, but, well, under the circumstances, what can one do?
One can go to blazes, and you're just the one to do it.
What's that?
You hired yourself the wrong boy, Carraway. Third degree is out of my line.
Oh, now. Did I say anything?
Yes, you certainly did say.
Oh, well, you misunderstood me.
I don't think so.
Well, you're not going to mention this.
I'm making no promises.
Look, let's be reasonable. Nothing hasty, eh? I'm prepared to pay.
Well, I'm not prepared to accept.
Suppose we forget what I just said. Use your own methods, whatever you prefer. Only continue to work for me. See if you can't get something on Lacey.
No rough stuff?
No, I had no idea you private detectives were so concerned with propriety, as it were.
Well, maybe I'm an exception. Now, suppose you send for Lacey. I'd like to talk to him.
Here?
Here.
Very well.
Yes, Mr. Carraway.
Send Mr. Lacey in.
Yes, sir.
And now, our little conversation, I trust it'll go no further.
All right, Carraway. It's not that important.
I'm glad you see it that way.
Unless something happens to Lacey.
Oh.
What do you want, Carraway?
Come in, Lacey. Come in. And my name is Mr. Carraway. I thank you to remember I'm still in charge until Mr. Forrest arrives.
Now, why don't you fire me if you think I'm a crook?
When I can prove it, I shall. Now, I'd like you to meet Mr. Waring. Mr. Michael Waring, the Falcon.
How do you do, sir?
Hello, Lacey. You crazy?
What's that?
Well, one of you is, to pull a job like this.
Well, I
yes?
Mr. Forrest is here, Mr. Carraway.
Good. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Forrest? The old man, has he come?
Certainly not, Lacey. The nephew, Everett Forrest. You know we're expecting him.
Well yes, but I...
What's the matter with you?
Well nothing. Nothing at all.
Hello, Mr. Forrest. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, it's not the old man.
Of course it isn't. What makes you think...
Well, nothing. Never mind, I... Hello, Mr. Forrest. I'm delighted to meet you.
It's lighter bodied. It's super fined.
It's Kraft Salad Oil, the first salad oil ever offered for home use by the makers of all those wonderful Kraft prepared salad dressings. Yes, there is something new under the sun at your grocer's right now. A new salad oil, Kraft Salad Oil. The first salad oil ever offered for home use by the makers of all those wonderful Kraft prepared dressings. Wait till you try it in those wonderful salad dressings you make yourself. Those light-as-air chiffon cakes you're so proud of in all your special recipes that call for liquid shortening. For Kraft Salad Oil is more than just a new oil. It's a new kind of oil, super fine for better blending by a special new Kraft process. Because it's lighter bodied, it mixes perfectly with all ingredients, puts new magic into dressings, cooking, and baking. Don't wait. Put this new salad oil on your shopping list right now. Remember,
it's lighter bodied. It's super fine.
Get Kraft Salad Oil tomorrow at your grocer's. Look for the bottles with the beautiful labels. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Half a day has passed since Tom Lacey was startled by the appearance of a second Everett Forrest. The first, so far as Lacey knows, is still in the East River, which makes the second a serious problem. Now, in his apartment, Lacey paces the floor while his wife watches him.
I didn't know what to do, Tony. I just didn't know what to do.
What'd you say to him?
Nothing, nothing. I was too startled. I couldn't say this man's a fake. I know he's not Ev Forrest because I've killed the real Ev Forrest.
All right, as long as you didn't say anything.
Well, now what do we do?
Just sit tight.
Oh, we've got to expose him.
We can't. You just...
Well, then make him expose himself. We could only get the old man here face to face with this fake.
We don't have to expose him. The important thing is to wait until word comes from the old Mr. Forrest. Not about the nephew, he doesn't matter, but about Carraway. Now that there's been a robbery, Forrest is sure to wire the police his suspicions about Carraway.
Well, the old man's away from his home. He's on a hunting trip. They haven't been able to contact him.
So we wait.
But it's getting me, Junie. What's this faker up to? What does he want? What does he hope to gain by impersonating young Forrest?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. I know. He must know about the murder. Sure. Sure, otherwise how could he be sure the real nephew won't show up? Yeah, that's it. He knows. And this is a subtle form of blackmail. His way of telling me he knows. Soon he'll be coming to me direct. Joni, what am I going to do now?
You're going to do nothing. Just sit tight and wait.
But he knows.
Now, you listen to me. There's nothing anyone can prove.
How do you know?
Because if there were, the police would be holding you. Now, pull yourself together, you hear?
Yes, yes, Joni. I hear.
Which one do you think did it, Waring?
Lacey.
Why?
That's easy, Forrest. I'm working for Carraway.
Yes, but you have no proof against Lacey.
No, not yet. I'm still looking for the angle.
Why, what angle?
Well, only an idiot would pull a job where he was sure of being one of only two possible suspects. So he must have some angle, some scheme to clinch it against the other suspect.
Yes, but you don't have any idea what it is.
No, you?
Well, how can I? I just got here. I hardly know either of the men.
Neither do I. What has your uncle told you about them?
Oh, nothing much.
Sent you here without instructions?
Oh, instructions, yes, but not on personalities. Except he did say I might expect a little jealousy from Lacey.
Jealousy, huh?
Well, Lacey counted on getting Carraway's job when Carraway retired. He probably resents me for taking it.
Yeah, he probably does. I wonder just how much.
Well, does it matter?
Might be an answer.
Oh, you mean the angle?
Well, not the sort of angle I was looking for, but I was trying to follow the script. And it's just possible Lacey has been ad-libbing. Hello?
Mr. Waring.
Yes?
This is Carraway. I'm in jail. Imagine, in jail.
Fantastic.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
No, fancy that. How come they jugged you?
Because they're idiots, that's why. They should know it's a plant.
What's a plant?
The diamond.
What diamond?
In my car.
Oh, there were diamonds in your car.
Yes, yes, Lacey must have put them there.
Most likely. So that's his angle. Well, I guess he is ad-libbing.
What's that?
That sort of plant is pretty feeble. He's working off the cuff. Well, I'll be seeing you, Carraway.
Are you coming down here?
No, I'm going to visit Lacey. I may do some ad-libbing of my own.
Yes?
Hello, are you Mrs. Lacey?
Yes.
My name's Mike Waring. I'd like to see your husband, please.
He isn't in.
You mind if I come in and wait?
I don't know when he'll be back.
Well, I'm in no hurry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Waring.
About what?
I can't ask you in.
Can you keep me out?
Well, that depends on how determined you are. What do you want?
I told you, Lacey.
I told you, he's not here.
You alone?
Yes, but I have a gun. Do you want to see it?
No, I'll take your word for it. But I'm not so sure I'll take your word for being alone. Unless you smoke cigars.
But Tom went out just a few minutes ago. The smoke hasn't cleared yet.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't press the point, Angel. If Lacey doesn't want to see me...
I don't know if he wants to see you or not. Does he know you?
We met today at Forrest's Jewelry.
Oh, you're working on the robbery.
Yeah.
Well, when Tom comes in, I'll tell him you were here. But he's told all he knows.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't.
What do you mean?
Just tell him I know how the stones got in Carraway's car.
What stones?
The ones in Carraway's car.
Were there stones?
There were. Hadn't you heard?
No.
Well, you just ask your husband. I'm sure he knows all about it, and so do I.
Are you accusing Tom?
Just give Tom my message. See what he says. Good night, Mrs. Lacey.
Good night.
Julie, what was all that? Who was it?
That was Michael Waring.
The Falcon. What did he want?
You.
But why? What?
He's on to you.
Oh, no.
He's on to you, I say.
Oh, no.
I stalled him because I didn't want anybody to see you till you'd pulled yourself together. But with what he knows, I'm afraid the jig's up anyway.
What does he know?
Everything.
About Forrest?
I think so.
I might have known. It's no use. I'm no good at this sort of thing. There's only one thing to do. I'm going to give myself up.
Don't be absurd. Put down the phone. Put it down, I say.
But, Junie...
I said put down the phone. We're caught. It's the electric chair. Don't you realize that?
But what can we do?
I got out your revolver. Here it is. Be careful. It's loaded.
Well, what good's this going to do?
We're going to get away.
But, Junie, there isn't a chance.
There's an excellent chance if you'll do what I tell you. Now, go on. Start packing while I go out for a few minutes.
Where to?
Never mind, we're two. But while I'm out, pour yourself a long glass of courage. You'll need it.
Hello?
Mr. Waring?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Lacey.
Not little Miss Sunshine.
Maybe I wasn't friendly. I'm usually not when strange men try to force their way into the apartment. My husband's home now. He wants to see you.
You gave him my message?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, I told you he wants to see you.
Is that all?
Well, he claims he doesn't know anything about the diamonds in Mr. Carraway's car.
Diamonds? Did I say they were diamonds?
What? Oh, well, Tom seemed to think that that's what you meant.
He did, huh? May I speak to him?
Well, why not come over? He wants to talk to you in person.
All right, Mrs. Lacey. I'm on my way.
All right, Tom. That's enough.
Julie, what are we going to do?
It's all set. I've got a taxi waiting downstairs.
Oh. And then we're going?
Leave it to me.
All right. All right. Let's go.
In a minute.
Well, what are we waiting for? You said taxi.
He'll wait. I just want to...
Who's that?
I don't know. Who is it?
Mike Waring.
Waring? What's he want?
This spoils everything unless... Where's the gun?
Right here.
Good. There's only one thing to do. We've got to shoot our way out of here.
Oh, no, Junie, I can't.
You've got to.
I can't.
Do you want the electric chair?
What?
This is our only chance. I'll throw the door open and you shoot.
No, I can't.
If you shoot fast enough, Waring will never have time to get his gun out.
Hey, remember me? I'm waiting.
All right, I'm coming. Now, you do what I tell you. As soon as I open the door, don't give him a chance. Then we can make a run for it.
Miracle Whip.
Has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip.
Tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip.
Only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind because it's a different type of salad dressing made from a secret craft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, so it's truly distinctive and delicious. With a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. back to the adventures of the Falcon. Only a few seconds have passed since June Lacey and her husband set themselves for Mike Waring's entrance with a gun.
You ready, Tom?
Yes, Johnny, I'll try.
Remember, as soon as I open the door. What the devil?
Close the door, Johnny, close it. We're caught. He jumped back. Now I'll send for the police.
Wait a minute. There's still one thing.
What's that?
Give me the gun.
What are you going to do with it?
Let me have it.
Here. But now what?
Now you're going to commit suicide.
Huh?
You saw you were trapped, so you turned the gun on yourself.
No, Junie, wait.
Don't try to kill your husband, Mrs. Lacey. Anything happens to him, we'll know you did it.
He hurt you.
He couldn't have.
Come on, open the door again. And this time, come out slowly, both of you, with your hands up.
And if we don't?
You will when the police get here, or they'll drive you out. Now hurry up, come on.
What are you going to do now, Junie? What are you going to do now?
Stop it.
You're such a good one at figuring things out. Well, go ahead, Junie. Start figuring.
Fantastic, Waring. Absolutely fantastic. To think he'd go to such lengths. Fantastic.
Well, once they got rolling, there was no stopping. Especially when they were given what looked like a sure chance to frame you.
Yes. Has the body been recovered?
Yeah. Forrest identified it as his chauffeur.
His chauffeur?
That's right. You see, the fellow knew Forrest was expected, so he beat him to New York and tried to trick Lacey into letting him into the building.
Oh.
That would get him past the burglar alarm. Then he could knock out Lacey and either blow the lock on the vault or wait until the next day when the time lock went off.
But by then, I'd be back at the place.
Mm-hmm. And he'd meet you with a gun. Anyway, once inside, his job was much simpler. That's why he tried it.
And got killed for it.
Yes, because the story about old Forrest suspecting you of monkey shines fit in too well with the Lacey's plans.
Yes, yes.
But you see, then Lacey lost his nerve, so his wife tried to get rid of him so he couldn't implicate her. She wanted him to take the whole blame.
Oh,
she tried to get him in a gunfight with me, and she had his gun loaded with blanks.
Oh, so he'd be killed trying to make a getaway.
That's it. Hmm. She hoped to have me do her dirty work for him. And when I tumbled to it, I knew she'd try to frame a suicide, so I called her on that.
But what made you tumble, as you put it?
Oh, well, the whole thing added up wrong. Her not letting me see Lacey when he was obviously in, then her calling me right back saying Lacey wanted to see me, but not letting me speak to him on the phone.
I see. So you anticipated a trap.
Uh-huh. And I didn't figure that, even with my bluffing, I could represent enough of a threat to make them go gunning for me, so it looked like the trap was set for Lacey. That's why I was ready to duck instead of shoot.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out. Nice bit of deduction. Very nice. In fact, I might almost say...
Fantastic?
Exactly. how did you know?
Do you like rich, delicious, chocolate-flavored malted? Well, you can make a malted just like that right in your own kitchen with Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk. Just make a tasty paste of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a big glass. Fill the glass with chilled milk, stir it once more, and there. A Kraft malted is mighty nourishing, too, because it's filled with all the food values in milk. Get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk from your grocer and enjoy a Kraft malted often.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.